producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Discussions over ISIS and the chaos happening in Iraq. There is a world champ in the NBA and at the U.S. Open, as far as golf is concerned, and a radio legend dies. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Really, we start with the conversation that so many are having about Iraq, and last week we had it hot and heavy on this show, talking about this group called ISIS that is literally beheading many of the military, the Iraqi military, and people are fleeing several cities. It is mass terror there. It is toxic. Where do we go from here? How can we defend this? But at the same time, the idea of boots on the ground after all of the manpower, money, and time that we put into Iraq, I don't think so. But this group, ISIS, is fighting to take over that country. And they've put incredibly sickening photos of the jihadi terror that they're creating, of all kinds of different forms, all over the internet. I think the worst is just the massive beheadings. It's not a rumor. It's what's happening. It's terrifying what's happening. Lining people up and just shooting them down. So anybody that can get out of some of the northern cities, that's exactly what they're doing. It's ruthlessness at its worst. The images are real. And this carries over from last week. Americans, any Americans that are there are certainly getting out. The U.S. State Department condemned a claim by ISIS saying that the idea that they've massacred 1,700 Iraqi Shia Air Force recruits into Crete, is horrifying and a true description. This is from the State Department. Of bloodlust that the terrorists represent. We can't confirm these reports. That's what the State Department was saying. One of the primary goals of ISIS is to set fear into the hearts of Iraqis and drive sectarian division among its people. Well, they've had that division. We knew that going into this situation more than a decade ago. The Kurds, the Sunnis, and the Shiites, they're was bloodlust among those groups for thousands of years. And didn't we realize, unless you unite those factions the best you can, you're certainly not going to get anything close to a democratic country? So who's to blame for this? What is the U.S.'s role in this upheaval going to be? Mosul to Crete are awful, are ripped apart, are not the same cities they were. And everybody is looking for blame for the collapse. And everybody's looking to the U.S. and what the U.S. can do and what the U.S. will do. I think there is no doubt, drones, drones, drones. Like it or not, if we're involved, that's what it has to be. Boots on the ground, a disaster. A disaster. But if this ISIS group gets control of the oil fields, it's even worse. 10 times worse. The effect already of this insurgency has been brutal. And then you control those oil fields, and that cuts off so many people. And it's methodical the way they're doing this. Kind of one city at a time. You have to think that there was something to this. They plotted this out. The group. Right now, between 50 and 100 Marines and also army personnel are at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. So additional embassy security personnel, because they're worried about this, about what's going to happen at the embassy. What about these high threat conditions? I mean, you have to go back in the recesses of your mind and think, when did we invade Iraq? 2003. When did we withdraw? 2011. But remember the giant facility that was supposed to be incredibly safe that we put up for $75 million? Not so safe for our diplomatic people to be in. So what is the president considering right now? I would think it has to be drones. It would have to be drones. So naturally, part of the Sunday political sound off, meaning all the talking heads on the tube that you might see when you wake up, most of the conversation is about Iraq. A lot of conversation in your nooks and crannies have been about Iraq as well. Because you're thinking, oh no, are we going to go back into this spot again? Are we going to beef up the personnel that we have there? And the answer is, we've shifted some, but so far, no. So far, that hasn't happened, and thank goodness, because I think what a mistake that would be. And then what's going on in Iran? The president there, Rouhani, denying reports that his forces are in Iraq to help booster Nouri al-Maliki, who, by the way, is a fellow Shiite. So he's trying to distance himself from what's happening there. Only to say, if the Iraqi government wants our help, we're going to consider it. But they specifically haven't asked for help now. Our administration, our government, is actually exploring possible deal talks, direct talks, with Iran over the situation in Iraq. All it does is take a crisis of a earthquake magnitude 7.7 on the Richter scale to get Iran to decide, let's have a conversation, a real one. Because they have some things at stake here, too. But think about getting involved with Iran and their influence in Iraq. However, because you're talking about Shiite and Shiite, probably this would be the closest ally they've got in Iraq. So the big question still remains, at this point in the big craps table that is the Middle East and our involvement in Iraq, what do you think we should do? And where would you put the blame for what's happened in that country? Would you put boots on the ground? Would you fight in Iraq to try to stamp out ISIS, which it seems like because they're paying so much money and have so much money, they're getting a lot of people to fight for them. I mean, for goodness sake, when you have hundreds of Iraqi military taking off their uniforms and running and dropping their weapons, I mean, dropping their weapons is crazy. Forget it. We give up. We're leaving. Not a good thing. How do you get them to stay and fight? Throwing out the digits as we kick off this new week here on America Tonight, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Gentlemen, in search of $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
America Tonight, in our next segment, in case you missed it, F. Lee Bailey, the designer, really, of the O.J. Simpson defense when he was tried for the murder of his ex-wife and her friend, Ronald Goldman. I think that that's been 20 years is just amazing to me. And we were able to catch up with him. That's one of our great re-racks from last week. So you'll get to hear what F. Lee Bailey has to say. He's the one, certainly one of the few people that truly believes that O.J. Simpson is innocent, so much so that he put together a whole synopsis on what happened, why it couldn't have happened, why it couldn't have been O.J. Simpson. And I would say they just recently did a poll. He's pretty alone in that. Most people in this country, although not all, feel that O.J. Simpson did it, even though he's acquitted of the murder and we know what happened there. The court of public opinion absolutely says O.J. Simpson did it, and then we know what happened afterwards, the craziness of the memorabilia deal where he got all so uptight, and then there was guns and accusations of kidnapping and all that kind of stuff. And, of course, he was convicted of that and is serving a jail term in Nevada. All right, this is what we continue to talk about, though. I think truly a lot of the conversation, no matter where you're listening to me, is over what's going on in Iraq. I think the shock of some people that, wow, how did this happen? How did this turn into utter hell? I don't think it's shocking. I think this was inevitable, and step by step we started to see it happen. You've got a lot of people on the Hill screaming, we need to bomb now. What are we doing? Let's start this thing. Now let's start to push this forward, because if we're not putting troops in there, certainly we can use the drones. John McCain is saying that ISIS is going to attack America. Look out. We're next. We're on the list. So if we don't do something about it, we're going to ultimately pay the price if we do nothing. see that everybody else will be in greater numbers, and we'll be in trouble. Chuck Hagel ordered over the weekend on Saturday the USS George H.W. Bush carrier into the Persian Gulf as they're weighing possible military action in Iraq, in that country. If the boat's there, that gives more flexibility to what the United States tries to do if military action becomes a part of this. Certainly to protect American citizens, but also what are the interests in Baghdad. And then McCain was the one who was really pushing the ISIS is going to plan an attack against the United States. Because it has everything to do with the threat that they pose. And they're the worst of the worst. The worst of the worst has a lot of money, and that's part of the problem. They have over $400 million of all the terror groups, Hamas, etc. You go down the line, Al-Qaeda, they supposedly, to, you know, it's not like we have a bookkeeper that's talking to them and finding out every dollar and cent they have, but supposedly, because they've stolen so much money, they've got over $400 million to play with. And then nothing burns me up more to think of the lives that were lost. 4,486 to be exact. Soldiers, U.S. soldiers that died in that war, which went from 2003, as I mentioned, to ultimately December 2011. I mean, an abject failure now that we're seeing what's happening now. Did we blow this? We just didn't leave enough of a residual push behind? I mean, what a tragedy. And then not to mention all the people who came back couldn't live with what they saw and killed themselves, or people who came back without limbs. Iraq was one of the worst places for that. The ID situation, that's where a lot of that started and then carried over to what we were seeing happen in Afghanistan. That's the playbook. So the smart thing is to have that carrier there. That's the smartest thing they've done so far. So if they have to move quickly, if the United States has to move quickly in whatever form, they can move quickly. But this is the dreaded thing that was inevitable to happen if you were paying attention to what the problem was in Iraq in the first place. You cannot deal with religious terrorist fervor. And that's what you had there. And the Sunnis were pretty much left out of the government, which infuriated them even more. So in the meantime, the Baghdad embassy has been evacuated, even though we've sent Marines there, etc., to keep an eye on what's going on, all that kind of stuff, and to also initially help support and get people out of the embassy. They're moving workers from the blast walls and out of the capital. They're leaving, and also part of the support, 100 soldiers altogether, I guess. That's part of that enhanced deal. So how many embassy workers are there? 5,000 workers are there. That was the idea of the big compound. So getting them out of Baghdad pretty much says, we know Baghdad is going down. We know it's going down. Even though they're saying that the U.S. embassy staff will stay in one place, even with the instability and the violence, they're not talking about how many were affected, but the embassy is within Baghdad's green zone and has that many people in it. It is the largest, and I'm sure you realize this when I said those numbers, the largest diplomatic post in the world. So it's gonna remain in place. I mean, $750 million for this embassy, largest in the world. It has a 6-lane swimming pool, by the way, a regulation-sized basketball court, and a giant dining room. But nobody cares about that if there's a massive threat to all the people that are there. and ISIS taking over these big cities in Iraq. Here's what I want to know. Did it catch us sleep? You know, did this catch us sleeping? So if we have that many personnel in Iraq, did anyone know that this was going on? Did anyone sense that, okay, this is the worst that's happening, and we knew that there was this possibility, but here it is? Or did everybody just get caught by surprise? It feels like they got caught by surprise. It really feels that way. And I'll say this again. You got a big problem when you have troops that we train. We pumped a ton of money into it to try to organize it, to try to help them with their military. When you have that military throwing down their weapons and running when ISIS is coming on them, leaving weapons we supplied and tanks and everything else we supplied in the hands of these ISIS guys, because they just take over all the stuff that was left. So half of what we supplied has also been absconded by this group. They have to be laughing their heads off. And what they're doing is outrageous, like I said at the top. What they're doing to the military that they're catching, which is probably part of that, okay, I see what's happened to some other people, I'm not going to stay. I mean, these are the true Islamic jihadist terrorists. There's no doubt. There's no doubt in the things that are happening. Imagine if you're there and you're evacuating what's supposed to be a really safe place, this embassy. And where are you going? You work in the embassy? I mean, 5,500, it's over 5,000, 5,500 embassy personnel, the biggest post in the world. How crazy is that? And why is that? To help the people that are in Iraq. And obviously, it's not working. So you take Baghdad, they're taking this whole country. We have to bomb. I mean, what's the alternative? What does the U.S. do? And we knew this was happening, like I said. How could we not know this is happening? How often has it been written about, predicted? How many people do we have on this show that served that were concerned about that? The answer is too many to count on one hand. But I think it's scary when you have McCain just pushing that fear button even worse. We're going to get attacked. We're going to get attacked. Don't wish it on us, John McCain. All right, we move from the senator in Arizona's comments to F. Lee Bailey, iconic lawyer and a big part, the architect behind the O.J. Simpson defense. Hang with us.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
The king of the courtroom, cross-examination iconic attorney F. Lee Bailey joins us now on America Tonight. And the timing couldn't be better. You think it's been 20 years since everything unfolded in the O.J. Simpson trial and what a big role he played in O.J. Simpson's not guilty ultimate verdict there. And it's been, like I said, 20 years since Simpson's ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ronald Goldman were found dead outside of her Los Angeles home. F. Lee, thanks so much for coming on ATM. We appreciate it.
Happy to do it.
So you think of, you know, the 20 years that have gone by, and you are certainly one of the people that maintains that O.J. Simpson didn't do it. And, you know, in this country, that's always still, even these many years later, the debate. And you were there. You worked with him, obviously. What is it that that you know that so many other people have no idea about that allows you to say, listen, I maintain that he's innocent?
Well, the answer is quite a lot, and rather than try and go through it all at this time, I have published a 17,000-word summary of what the case was really about. I mean, remember the fact that I was hired originally to prepare the case for others to try, with the exception that I promised I would handle Mark Furman. And that changed ground. I got pulled in, let's say, for a lot more duties. But it was my job to keep track of who the witnesses were, what they had to say, and what we were able to prove and what was difficult and so forth. And unfortunately, the trial got cut short. The public doesn't know this or appreciate it because it occurred in chambers. But we wanted to go with less than 12 jurors because we were running out of time and jurors. And the prosecution said, no, 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 we get below 12, we want a mistrial, which gives you a pretty good idea of what they thought of their own case. But I've got that all set out together with a list of very impressive witnesses, we never were able to call. And that's a shame, because the public has been left with some serious misimpressions, like a mountain of DNA. That's nonsense. A mountain of DNA, yes, but not connecting OJ with the crime, et cetera, et cetera. And I try to get people to look at that document on my website, baileyandelliott.com. And I think most would find it informative. Let me put it this way. It's been out there 3 years, and I have yet to hear anyone rebut any of its contents.
Wow. All right. Baileyandelliott.com. You can check out all that information there. And Mark Furman, as you said, you went deeper in the case than originally you were hired to do. And in getting ready for Mark Furman, that must have taken a lot of time to piece all of that together. And as I said, you're a master at cross-examination. Were you chomping at the bit to get to Mark Furman, knowing the things you knew?
Yes, I was. I had observed the preliminary hearing where he testified and made all sorts of mistakes. Unfortunately, the fellow then in the case who cross-examined him is partially deaf and simply didn't hear those mistakes and didn't jump on them, but they were there in the transcript. In addition to which, I knew that Mark had been sent to a boot camp to try to answer yes when asked if he ever used the N-word, which would have diffused our cross-examination substantially. And I knew I had to overcome that training. And so I just got him angry and feeling insulted. And it came to the point where he could not say yes. He said no, which was perjury and proved his undoing as far as the jury was concerned, although, frankly, many of them didn't believe him the moment he took the witness stand.
Yeah. One last one on that. I mean, obviously, I know that you're close with OJ. Have you had any connection with him since he's been in prison?
You know, I haven't talked with him since the night before he decided not to testify in his case in Nevada. And by that time, I had to kind of agree with him that this was not a trial at all. It was a low-tech lynching. It rubbed luster off Nevada's jurisprudence. Everybody, including the judge, was in it for something for themselves. And the way to please the American public was to punish OJ for the crimes in California for which he'd been acquitted. And that's what happened. He's the only one that went to jail out of that disgraceful little incident. And the public is delighted to see him being punished, because the white people think he got away with something. The black people, of course, have a different view.
Yeah. You know this, Effley. Forever and ever, that's going to be the debate. It's always going to be, I think, a raging debate for even years to come, for sure. You know,
I had hoped that a new generation would be more open-minded, but after watching the TV show last night, which was terribly irresponsible, I would think they're all fired up against OJ, even if they were infants at the time of trial.
Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of courtrooms and situations like the OJ trial, some of the infamous people certainly that you've defended, I think the Sam Shepard case was one of them that really put you on the map. And you talk about it. You've co-authored a book called Excellence in Cross-Examination. And, you know, you look back at the OJ Simpson case and some other memorable cases. Sam Shepard certainly was one of them. What was the strategy going into that case?
Well, it was unique, and I think it will never reappear. Sam Shepard did 10 years in jail before I finally was able to get him out and get the Supreme Court to order a retrial. And during that time, a very popular TV program called The Fugitive had emerged. It later became a movie with Harrison Ford and won an Oscar for Tommy Lee Jones, but it was about a doctor convicted of murder when, in fact, he knew it was committed by a so-called one-armed man. By the time I picked a jury for the second trial, 12 years after the murder, in 1966, almost everybody in the jury watched The Fugitive, and everybody knew The Fugitive was innocent. And I think that transferred in part to Sam Shepard.
Yeah. Wow, it's interesting. You see what happened there in the Shepard case, and you compare some of the differences. And after that happened, how do you think the public perceived, you know, what happened there, and then you, as things really even took off more for you?
Well, I'm not sure the public ever really gets it. The problem is that even since that time, when there was a lot of print reporting, which may have seemed plotting at the time, but would cut the details down right, news reporting in criminal cases has now become sound bites and little bursts and so forth, and that is the most the industry can do unless they run a special and really do a good job, and that's what the public gets. So if the respected people like yourself are suggesting that Simpson or some other defendant is guilty, that's going to take hold, and people who know nothing about the case except what they've heard you and others say will adopt that opinion and then tell all and sundry, I know he's guilty. And I have seen that happen. Judges and lawyers tell me, I know he's guilty based on what I read.
And that makes it tough if you're an attorney, doesn't it? Because you have to fight the perceptions and, as you say, the burst, Twitter and social media and all of that, because it can shape what happens to your client.
Well, that's all come along since O.J., but it casts a whole new light. Last night, NBC ran a so-called special on Dateline. It was not a good piece of journalism, but the Facebook and emails fired up immediately saying what a disgrace that he got away with it. Well, if you'd been present, if you were a lawyer with half a brain, you'd know he didn't get away with it. The facts were such that he just couldn't have done it.
Yeah. The rest of the team, did the rest of the team same thing? Because, you know, the dream team, Johnny Cochran and all the others involved, did they feel the same way at the end of this? Were they like, yep, this is the verdict we should have gotten?
Oh, sure. Anybody close to the defense, except Robert Shapiro, who was angry because he had wanted to plead O.J. guilty and was relegated instead to a not very meaningful role in the case. But let me make one thing clear, as Alan Dershowitz did in the program last night, one of the few things that rang true. This was not a dream team. It was cobbled together in an unorthodox way, piecemeal. It had two experienced homicide lawyers, Johnny Cochran and myself, and a whole lot of other lawyers, some of whom knew a little and some of whom didn't know much. But as Alan Dershowitz said, we all hated each other, and it was a mess.
Perfect way to end this. F. Lee Bailey, co-author of Excellence in Cross-Examination, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you.
The King of the Court.
this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The San Antonio Spurs have won the NBA championship, and they will celebrate this title in Europe, South America, Australia, the Virgin Islands, Canada, and especially here in San Antonio. The Spurs have captured their fifth NBA championship. It's time to celebrate, San Antonio.
They seem to have the talent. I could go out there every night, and they just told me I got to keep being aggressive every night for us to win this series. They all pushed me, Coach Pop pushed me, the fans pushed me, and I just want to thank God and my parents and everybody.
Wow, what a series for San Antonio as they took it to the Heat, blowing them out game after game after game. So 104-87, and they sealed the deal 4-1. How about that? A fistful of rings for Tim Duncan. He wins his fifth championship. It is a very, very big win for San Antonio. After losing to the Heat last year, they came back and really, really took it to them. And the fact that they were able to win this fifth one and not let it slip away like they did in 2013, the fans will go crazy in the city by the little river, without a doubt. We've turned the corner now here on this Hour of America Tonight, where we're heading for the fences. And since we're kind of on a sports note, a couple of other things. As the NBA championship wraps up, World Cup is in full swing, and you have Argentina pulling out its victory. Without a doubt, they are one of the favorites to win this 2-1 over Bosnia. And, you know, it was a star, Lionel Messi, who scored the goal that some are still talking about. He is a brilliant soccer player, the little that I do know. And his goal in the 65th minute made the difference for that 2-1 win in their opener. So how about that? They are they're on the board now. And this will go for a while as we have the different groups, the United States, getting ready to play on Monday. Matt, you've been paying a little bit of attention to the World Cup. It's been pretty interesting, actually, so far. You had, like today, France shut down Honduras. That's not a surprise. 3-0. Switzerland 2-1 over Ecuador. Not necessarily a surprise there, but there have been a couple of upsets, actually.
I'd say that Swiss victory was a little bit of an upset, but I think the biggest thing so far would be the Netherlands just blowing out the back-to-back World Cup champion Spain, who are suddenly looking a little older now, and the Netherlands are they've been consistently good. I mean, they're one of the top five teams every year in the World Cup, or every 4 years, I guess, as it would be. But them winning 5-1 is probably one of the biggest surprises I've seen so far.
Yeah, and like I said, in Group G, because there are all these different groups so people know, right? You go through, I think it's group all the way through Group H, and all the different countries are laid out that way, and they've got different venues across Brazil. And the United States game is, like I said, is on Monday. And this comes after Jurgen Klinsmann said that the United States wasn't going to win the whole thing, but they had a chance to do well in their group. So finally things get underway with the United States, and they're playing Ghana.
Yeah, and for those that are more casual fans, they probably don't know this because it's Ghana. So you think U.S.-Ghana, like, what's the big deal? Ghana's knocked out the United States out of the World Cup, the last two World Cups. They're kind of this little nemesis that hasn't been able to, you know, the U.S. hasn't been able to get by them. In 06, they knocked us out. In 2010, they knocked us out. And here they are. They play them the first game again. It's group play, so we can't get knocked out here. But they really need to beat Ghana in order to stand a chance to advance, because you have Germany and Portugal still in our group, and I mean, those two teams are expected to be the two that advance. Ghana is probably the best team from Africa anyway, so it's not like they're a slouch either. So we're in the so-called group of death. They're a really tough group. It's going to be hard for the U.S. to advance, but I think Germany, they're missing one of their top scorers. Portugal, Ronaldo is still a little injured. They don't know if he's going to be fully healthy. So there is a possibility if the U.S. beat Ghana, maybe get a draw with Germany or Portugal, maybe upset and win one of them. Like, they could advance, but I think it all starts with beating Ghana.
Yeah, it's funny that you brought that up, that it's twice that they have beaten them. So it's kind of like a revenge or a payback game, much like I was saying, San Antonio and the Heat in a different way. It's same thing with World Cup, because you have to wait so long. Anyway, the last time was 4 years ago in South Africa when Ghana eliminated the Americans, and that was in the round of 16, as you know, Matt. So they've been the doorstopper. They beat them at Germany before that in 2006, and that stopped them then from getting into the second round. So it is pretty big, and you're right. Most people don't really realize that in this matchup, which is part of the deal here when you're looking at World Cup.
And I mean, it's not to say, I mean, Jurgen Klinsmann, the head coach, is saying, you know, we can't win, which is almost true. I mean, I wouldn't say anything in sports is ever 100%. Otherwise, they wouldn't play the games. And you look back, I think it was, man, what year was it? It was like 2002 or 2006. That Greece made a run, and they aren't the best, you know, team in soccer. They weren't like one of the top 10. They weren't a favorite. But I mean, 2002. The United States, they got out of group play. They beat a couple. They made a little bit of a run. They beat Mexico. They beat, I think it was Germany, or maybe they lost to Germany. I can't remember what it was because it was so long ago. But I remember they went on a run. They weren't expected to do anything. That was kind of the start of the momentum of soccer in the United States starting to do well.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see. I mean, this is big, obviously, and we'll talk about it in our next show. The U.S. Open is a wrap. Martin Keimer, a German, won, and it was pretty easy for him to do it because he never was challenged on the final day. I watched a bunch of this, and over the 4 days at Pinehurst in North Carolina, he really set the bar high, and I think you knew that he had something special going because he had a pair of 65s. So then when he steps in the final day, no one got closer than, I guess, at 1.4 shots over the final 48 holes even. And, you know, he just clobbered the rest of the pack. So watching, it was fun to watch the way, especially with on those 65s, the way he was playing. But the 29-year-old never, it's funny, he didn't crack much of a smile until the very end on the 18th hole. But he never had any competition. He finishes at 9 under. So pretty big. Another big tournament for him. And another foreigner winning the U.S. Open. 7 out of the last 10 U.S. Opens are golf U.S. Opens, professional golf, have been won by somebody from another country. If you think, you know, Rory McIlroy, who did it at Congressional in 2011. You think, you know, some of the South African wins over the years, even. I guess it's 55 the whole time they've had the championships. 55 have gone to players from the United States, and lately it's been pretty rough. It's been almost a drought, like with 7 out of 10, like I said, going to people from other countries. But, you know, Martin Keimer just played wonderfully. He's the first German to ever win a U.S. Open, so he's there. He's up on the board, and he also makes some history as one of the players to win 2 majors and be number one in the world before turning 30. The list includes Rory McIlroy, the kid from Northern Ireland, Tiger Woods did it, Ernie Els from South Africa, Seve Ballesteros did it as well, and that's it. So it's pretty interesting. It was pretty interesting to watch him do that, to carve up the, you know, to dominate and carve up the field the way he did, but it was not close. It was not close. Not once did it look like, really, to me, ever on that final round that anybody was going to get him or in any way challenge him. So the U.S. Open is history now. That historic course. I think of 15 years ago, Payne Stewart winning that, and the famous statue they have of him with his fist and his leg going in 2 different directions, punching the air. And it was interesting because throughout the week, a lot of players kind of did a little Payne tribute by striking that familiar pose. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight. Any thoughts, you can shoot them to us at americatonight.net.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.